my divine family. Sean Donnell, IVL, and this is The World. This is the 12th hour, September the 13th day, 2019. May the Most High bless this, for He is the Father of all, in His name, and in the name of His Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nothing is new under the sun. For discern, was not engines built by cunning men? Search the scriptures and ye shall find. Trust me. We speak of Thanksgiving and say it came about by the enemy. When Moses took the flock through the wilderness, did not the quail preserve them in the days of Solomon? 1 Kings chapter 4. Did not Solomon have these as well? The fatted fowl, the whips, taxation, tribute. So these things bring order, but in these days, in days prior, evil has infiltrated this. Surely it has. We all shall take the blame, but we all shall see our good as well. We shall see our bad so we can grow from them collectively. For surely we have made mistakes. Did not the prophets make mistakes? Did not Solomon make mistakes? 700 wives, how can you control that many? But grace is in the Most High's choosing. For He chooses for a purpose, and His wisdom is far beyond our minds. So these things has and had came about, and we see it not or forget it. For now we are in remembrance, for it is in you. For one makes you smile and happy and joyful. Is not that joy in you and a smile upon your face? It is in you. Just that person brought it out of you. The white horse who conquered and conquered, who was given a crown, likened to Joseph. The red horse, bringing pestilence upon judgment and wrath and torment for righteousness. Isn't that not likened to Moses, Mosiah? The black horse that has the scales of judgment that asked the Most High upon anointing and blessings. For the Most High gave this a choice, and the choosing was of judgment. Did not Solomon choose this? And oh, woe to the pale horse. Are we not living in those these days now? Discern Revelation and the four horses. I wanted to bring something to the minds of all, something simple, something we can see and touch with our soul and spirit and eyes and discernment, that there's nothing new under the sun. Do see and discern. For I wanted to give something Not much, but something to put on your mind, heart, and soul as before. For it comes from my heart, mind, and soul, and from the Father, and the Spirit of the Son. For the Holy Spirit is with me always. See not what flesh does, or what one ego's may bring about. For we do stumble and make mistakes. But continue faith in this faithless place. For the wretched surely knows their wickedness, and thinking they are doing a good deed, being evil and causing evil upon that in which they see, not doing God's duty, in which these people believe, and they are not doing God's duty themselves. They're taking it upon themselves with the deceitful studies and deception and the dark and hidden knowledge of nothingness that has no power. For the Most High controls all things through His mysteries. And then it is in His control that He allows. And they see not. For truth is in us, with the righteous, and those who have walked upon the path and continue to walk, do be love. For nothing is new under the sun. I just wanted to grace you with something short and sweet. For in a twinkling of an eye, our judgment is surely come, for it is perpetual. Some may be raptured through or during these trying times, and you do not discern it. For some transition upon the bridge that touches not the earth, but is elevated above it and given white garments. Some are taken by chariots, some by the raising through schools and temples. Oh, the other side is so beautiful for those who are righteous. Though I speak of some, but all these sums are accumulated in the one and are destined to heaven, which I say singular, yet it is plural. But let me leave something simple on your mind, so your mind would not be scattered like the flock. For you surely have returned in faith. Stay in that faith wherever you are. By righteousness you are protected wherever you are within the four corners of the earth. For His soldiers are with us. His shield is around us, and His sword is surely drawn upon the wicked. Search this pit of your heart and seek and find love and keep it and never leave it. Do have faith. Be not embarrassed or afraid or in fear of these mundane things brought about by man. Fear the Most High in joy and in goodness and in surety. Fear the Most High in consistency, knowing that this fear is not by Him destroying you. For you have faith by keeping a word, for surely He shall protect you. But do not play with Him for fear that, for He loves you and is wrathful if you purposely stumble. from the way that he has given you. He has sent his only begotten, knowing he would get chastised and crucified and martyred and like the saints and all this and that. He knows his flock. But you are strong, just like that in which he sent to the very end. Be strong. For our ancient histories and recordings have shown this. This beautiful but troublesome pattern. Beautiful because the Word and the Most High is with us always, but troublesome because we stumble by our own sins and actions by turning away from love that is eternal and infinite, and there is no stop to it. Surely it is there. I promise you. I surely promise you. But I leave this short. Oh, Most High, bless these people. Maintain faith in them. This is your flock. This is our family. We are one. For you are the Father with the Son and the Holy Spirit. The three being one and the one being with all. You are part of their all, my people. His flock is with them. See it in spiritual eyes. Discern more so on the spiritual and observe the physical. Do love in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost Spirit. Oh, Amen.